This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time for some love in the daytime on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, the power of good words are upon us as we think every day of what we have in our vocabulary and our experiences, the language of our brains and how our brains connect to the rest of us. The old spirit, mind, body connection, I think, is very evident here as we have our discussions about what's going on, the words that we use. I'm not sure you think about this when you're using the words, but if you train yourself to sort of think about what you say, the old expression I learned when I was in elementary school, put your mind in gear before your brain in gear before your mouth in motion. And certainly when we do this for a living, it's important to kind of, because we all are learning this more and more every day, that words carry meanings and intention and feelings with them. Sometimes I think we get overworked up about some of the phraseology and things that people say. I think a perfect example of that is Whoopi Goldberg and how, but there are a lot of things that people say, whether they're famous or they're not famous, that are taken out of context. How many arguments have you had with your spouse about things that were misinterpreted? I certainly in my life have had things that either I've said that were misinterpreted or somebody that was close to me. It happens here all the time. All three of the ladies misinterpret a whole lot of stuff that I say. But, you know, we kind of smooth it out and work it over and come up with a satisfactory solution to whatever that problem might be. So, and of course, they wouldn't tell you that they were, that there was a problem. It was my problem, not their problem. It's my problem that I don't understand what they're saying.
You know what it is? And you actually, did you realize you are soulmates with Whoopi Goldberg?
So I am.
That's the problem.
Yes, what?
When you criticize people for a living, when you are tough on people for a living, and when you comment on what other people say for a living, then when you say something that's, you know, not registering on the smart meter,
gets held up for ridicule.
Then you get held up a little bit, right?
All right. Well, as an example of that,
I'm not saying you're Whoopi Goldberg, but
no, but you said something earlier. I was complimenting Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. And then, you know, you said that it was a left-handed compliment. Or you didn't say it just that way, but you
said
it was.
I said, wow, that's really nice. I was actually.
No, that's not what you said at all.
I didn't say it was a left. No, I said, wow, Phil had a seizure because you gave him a compliment.
They said that was basically your way of saying that you loved Phil. It was nice.
Oh, okay. Anyway, one of the things that I like about being able to take things apart and putting them back together here is to examine silly little things that happen around our country and around the world, I guess, to a point. And the USA Today, this is what drives Victoria bonkers. When I have an actual newspaper in front of me, newspaper.
It.
I have the USA Today.
They're just so dirty. They get ink all over your hands.
That's so wash your hands. No, actually, I don't know about ink, but stuff that's on paper is probably good to get in your body in modest amounts because it builds up your immune system. That's always, so, you know, these people that continue to go around. Yesterday, I went to Washington yesterday for a meeting, and I was in the Hilton Hotel by the airport. And all these people come in and they spray that crap from Purell or whatever it is on their hands. So this lady, I do this all the time. I always pick out somebody who's doing it and I say, do you realize what you're doing? And this is a woman who's a complete stranger and I'm sure she thought I was bonkers. But I was sitting at I was waiting for the two guys that I had the meeting with. And so I'm in the business room and there are a couple of ladies who are obviously working on the Olympics, because all their lingo was about the Olympics and what was going on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this one lady then gets up and goes over to the thing that's on the wall that you push to get the Purell out and does her hands. So I was busy minding my own business, but I saw that, and I'd asked her how to get on the Internet when I couldn't figure it out. And then she does that, so I said, do you know how bad that is for your body? And she looked at me like I had two heads. What do you mean? I said, when you put that stuff on your hands, you're not only killing the bad bacteria, but you're killing all the good bacteria that help to keep your body strong, your system working, your gut performing as it's supposed to. She thought I was completely out of my mind. I know I could tell by looking at her. But she said, thanks. Anyway, so I grabbed the USA Today there, and what to my wondering eyes should appear, but the news from Massachusetts that they chose to print was the story about a proposed bylaw that's going to be taken up in Nantucket that would give everybody the right to go topless on all of the beaches on Nantucket. So what do you suppose that does for tourism, if not, I can't imagine, in a conservative
place? I feel like that is, how can that, is this something that the people who, like, own houses and you know, live on Nantucket want?
No, that's why it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, wow.
But the fact that somebody bring it, so how many more people do you think, the people of Delray Beach in Florida, okay, is going to be, a city council there is going to take up, in a minute.
Well, that makes more sense in Florida, but Nantucket?
Like they have topless beaches. I remember when I was a kid, my mother was sick, and so my father bought a place in Palm Beach on Singer Island in 1964. And I remember the first time we were down there, it's Riviera Beach, Singer Island, that whole area. There was a nude beach. I remember it was the first time I ever saw an old man naked. And it was the most it scarred me for life.
I'm not for this, though. I would think that this screams Doug Steffen, because you're very European with your, you know.
What, topless on women go topless on the beach? Well, if there's an age limit, maybe. Yeah, up to a certain age, it's okay. But after that.
Oh, you mean age limit in the other way. Oh, my God. I thought you were saying, well, no, I'm not a perv. No one under 18.
No,
or no
I'm
one
not
under
a
21.
Perv.
He doesn't
you're
want it the other way. Yeah, he doesn't want anybody over 40. That's really what he's saying.
Well, maybe 50. Depends. Maybe there's got to be some sort of a checking. When you check in to come into the beach, there's got to be somebody checking you out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Well,
I don't know if that's going to happen. So the proposal is that all the beaches are topless?
Yeah,
not just like designated beaches.
Yeah, yeah, no.
I'd be all for it as long as it's bottomless too. Why should guys have none of the fun? You know, let's just all if women get to show.
Do you really want to see?
Yeah, bring it all.
Junk?
Oh God,
absolutely.
I'd leave the beach.
Really?
This is very European. You know, the Europeans
propose
when they sunbathe.
Yeah.
But the men at least stick to Speedos, which is awful enough. But
I happened to find myself in Germany on a Catholic holiday during the summer months, and they didn't stick to Speedos.
Wow. So that was...
face down in the grass. Like, no towel, no blanket, just full junk and grass.
Yeah. You know, Jay's being very quiet about this. Maybe she likes going to naked beaches.
To each their own.
Yeah.
Well, if you feel comfortable and confident, go get at it.
Sure.
You don't want to look? Don't look.
If the people who are always on the naked beach are never really, you know, no one looks like J-Lo, no one looks like, you know, Gronk, or, you know, it's just not the people that you want to see naked.
But
so,
if they're confident and happy with it, you know, rock it. Why not?
Sure.
All right. A couple of other notes regarding... the pandemic and COVID, et cetera, the news that Victoria has for us focusing on all these devices in the households where there is Comcast Internet. Comcast is the biggest of these companies now because they own NBC, they own Universal Productions. They're a huge, huge, huge conglomerate. So does it surprise us to learn that 1 billion devices that are connected to Comcast
more people were at home, right? And everybody needed Wi-Fi to work from home and do remote learning for school. But, and then when you look at what sectors have grown, so the number of devices has grown 12-fold between 2018 and 21. Health devices were the fastest growing category. So that's smartwatches, smart rings, fitness trackers, things like that. That actually grew 39 times since 2018. Mm-hmm. And then smartphones are still the number one connected device. But another surprise was that Comcast customers had 36 million gaming consoles connected to Wi-Fi. That was a 15-fold increase since 2018. So gaming's becoming more popular, too.
Terrible.
But I think a lot of this has to do with the pandemic. Like, put the kids in front of the video game while mom and dad are on video calls with work. I mean, I think that there's a whole lot of that, you know, that happened.
Yeah. The pandemic also has brought about a sort of a boom in small businesses, new businesses being started at a rapid clip. And maybe, I mean, I think that's a good sign for the economy. It's also a good sign for taking down some of the influence of the huge conglomerates that seem to dominate all of the attention when it comes to the business world. A lot of new businesses, matter of fact, 5.5 million applications to start new companies last year, which is twice as many as had been done, let's say, back in 2019.
And that's also part of the Great Resignation, right? Everyone's talking about that.
I think you could make that conclusion. Yeah, I think you could.
Yeah, I mean, well, the labor statistics have documented that's really what happened. So when people, and we've asked this question too, like, well, where did everyone go? Everyone left the workforce, so there are all these jobs open. Well, a lot of them, 4 or 5 million of them, have started their own business. So it's I think that's great. Every time my dad has run small businesses, you're a small business owner. I feel like the most employment I've ever gotten, with the exception of one company, have all been small businesses. So I think it's a vital, vital part of the American economy.
Yeah. It is. Small businesses run the country.
Yeah.
Even though the big businesses take all the oxygen out of the room. And they're always trying to put these little guys out of business, like the big radio companies have always been trying to put me out of business. That's probably what made me more stick to what I was doing than anything else. The fact that somebody didn't want me to do it, and still doesn't want me to do it. So,
tell this middle child you can't do something.
No, not at all. I learned in my meeting yesterday, this is inside baseball, but I'll share it because I think it's an interesting, it kind of shows you what the power is of big conglomerates. I often talk about there's three big companies that control most of the radio stations, most of the radio product in the country. Did you know, Jennifer, maybe you, because you and your dad run a radio company in addition to all the stuff you do on the air, that the iHeart company has a new form of a new device that they use in every city? Somehow they listen to the radio in every single radio station is on their on their radar, and they grab information about commercials that they don't have and go solicit those commercials, cut the price, and they get the business.
Wow.
Yeah,
no, that's
exactly.
Interesting.
Technology. Yeah. 18 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, with no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Time to check out our social media trending items from Twitter and Facegram and Facegram. I've got a new one. It's Facegram along with Instabook. How about that? We do Instabook and we do Facegram. I think that's cool. Jay, what do you say? We'll start
on
the business. You like
that? At DJV shows the handle, no matter where it is.
No matter where it is. All right, who's Linda Evangelista and why do we care what's going on with her body?
This is the former supermodel who had that really bad cool sculpting situation that left her pretty much deformed and quote-unquote unrecognizable. We had talked about this recently. Well, she did an interview which included pictures with People magazine, and she just talks about how she felt like she couldn't live this way anymore. She was hiding herself. At one point, she loved being on the catwalk to all of a sudden she was terrified of ever leaving her house and running into somebody that she knew. Because with cool sculpting, it's fat freezing and it's supposed to decrease your fat cells. But in her case, she developed a side effect that actually increased and hardened fat cells, where the doctors were telling her this is irreversible. No matter no amount of diet or exercise you do, these areas are not going to shrink. And so she actually filed a lawsuit for $50 million in damages, claiming that this was a risk she was not made aware of. And she's sharing her story because, A, she's tired of hiding and living this recluse, depressed life. And, B, she wants to help other people not have to go through the same thing.
So is this the stuff that gets advertised, Sambalima or whatever it is? What's that, Sambala? What's that company?
No, Hyvella is, yeah, this is something different.
Yeah,
I think Hyvella is what you're thinking of. That's for the under, your, what is it, the jowls and the whole area of your neck and under the chin.
No, this is an ad for you're getting the body fat off of your middle. That's the
this is
Shambhala?
A procedure. This, no, this is different. This is a procedure where they go and they freeze the fat. And in her case, instead of having the fat cells just shrink and then disappear, they turned into hardened lumps. It looks like she's got, like, tumors hanging off of her body.
Ugh.
So she said,
removed?
I don't know if you've seen the pictures.
Operation.
Yeah, we sent the pictures from People Magazine. And so she's tried to have them removed, but there's nothing they can do. So it's
really?
Like they just keep coming back. And she
wow.
posted pictures of her legs, her thighs, and it's just all lumps. And this is literally, at one time, she was the world's biggest supermodel. She was right up there with Naomi Campbell and Cindy Crawford and Christy Turlington. They were all part of that same class of supermodels. And so all of those other women are still working.
Yeah, you definitely recognize her.
There are pictures that Jay sent in your email. There are all those other women are working, and so Linda has said, you know, everyone keeps asking me before they knew what happened, why aren't you working? And her face still looks the same. I mean, she's still beautiful, but her face is just like a little bit jowly, so it doesn't look like a lot of damage was done above her neck, but the rest of her body, you can see. Yeah, you can see where the lumps are. She said she can't lower her arms down next to her sides because the big lumps underneath her armpits are preventing her from doing that. I think she's incredibly brave to come forward, and this is probably the thing that a supermodel fears the most, is posting pictures
where
you look deformed.
Like the pictures, the before pictures don't look like she was any, you know, she was had any of the stuff that would worry you. I suppose maybe you get older and... You
right.
Want to make sure your body's perfect.
I think she's still beautiful. I'm glad she's coming.
Yeah.
Nice face.
She's live. I mean, she's still gorgeous. Come on.
Yep.
Yep. Well, just like you are, Jennifer. Jennifer is still gorgeous, as is Victoria, as is Jay. And yeah, Phil, you're still gorgeous, too. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV. And I'm kind of gorgeous, too, actually, when you get right down to it. 28 past the hour.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. And it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit gocreon.com. That's GOCREON.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, put it in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Group of Seven, or G7, is prepared for serious dialogue with Russia over the Ukraine crisis. After Western countries and NATO accused Moscow of trying to create a pretext for an invasion with an escalation of violence, in Ukraine's conflict with Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. The separatists have been battling the Ukraine government since 2014. The Senate voted 65-27 on Thursday to pass a stopgap measure to avoid a government shutdown. Government funding was set to expire Friday. Thursday's resolution extends funding through March 11th while Congress works on the details of a full-year spending package. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Germany for the next couple of days. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
To attend the February 18th to 20th Munich Security Conference. She will build on the president's and the national security team's intensive engagement with European allies and partners.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The John Durham Special Counsel investigation is going through testimony and discovery, and Mr. Durham is filing his findings in federal court. This is a facts-based investigation and why it is taking so long. The facts are showing a true insurrection against the President of the United States and a direct attack on our democracy like never seen before in this country. Congressman Andy Biggs, the Republican from Arizona, was on One America News Thursday and said John Durham needs the long arm of the law to start dropping those involved for the sake of our country.
Well, I mean, this all gets back to what I call the Clinton criminal cartel, their family, their campaign. And there, you look at the lineage of it, it's the same people, you know, Perkins Coie Law Firm, Mark Elias, all these guys in the same line that gave us the corrupt Russian dossier hoax. And what you have here is a coup attempt. There was an effort to plant evidence on Trump. There was an effort to spy on him. And we're talking real espionage. We're not talking about, you know, people getting together in a bar and talking, whispering secrets. We're talking about planting evidence. That's espionage at the highest level, and Durham's got to prosecute that stuff. Well, I look at it and I say, you got a big conspiracy going on here. And I would suggest that the intelligence community was either, missing in action or they were complicit here. But we, you know, what Durham's doing is he's pulling apart the threads of this tapestry of a conspiracy of a true insurrection, Christina, true insurrection. And we've got to get to the bottom of that.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Into the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show. This is a blend of information and conversation about family farming, about the people that we serve with the food, the families, and the food itself. And so I'm taken by Darren Babcock's story at Bonton Farms in Texas, but I'm also taken back by the statistics that we've seen maybe more of. I was involved, Mr. Babcock, in a national broadcast last week for Feeding America. We raised $500,000 to fix the problem or to deal with the problem that you're talking about, the very problem that there are millions of youngsters and adults now going to bed hungry, don't have any food source at all. And so how we can continue to justify, politically or otherwise, the things that we were just talking about, we want to serve this community, that community, we want to be safe. Yeah, that's nonsense. Why can't we take the food that comes out of a restaurant, whether it's yours or somebody else's, or excess food that the farmer can't sell, and give it? Instead, there are rules that just make no sense whatsoever. None. And I think the more we underline that for people to understand what really is going on, the complete waste of food, millions of tons every day, week, month, year, it's criminal when there are these many people who don't have anything to eat. And so, thank you. I don't want to get off on a tangent too much there, but I think what you did was great, and I would like to see that done elsewhere, frankly.
Yes, sir.
So, I want to talk more about who you are. I see the farm's manager is Danny George, who comes from Bonton. How did you find him? How does that work?
Well, Danny's another one of the guys. You know, we specialize. I love to help come alongside people that the rest of the world has given up on. And Danny was one of those guys that had kind of found himself a victim of the streets, didn't find opportunity in the world for him, and so had taken to the streets. And he had gotten a job at a metal fabrication company and was just clinging to it with a kung fu grip. He had no idea how to do it or how to survive in that environment, but he was committed to not going back to the streets and living that life. And as I got to know him, I felt like that we could really help him by bringing him in close and being able to do some mentorship and stuff that would allow him to learn how to live a different life than he'd lived before. And so we made him an offer to come to the farm and work in it. And, you know, for some of us, that when you experience what it's like to put a seed in soil and to nurture that, and the
fabulous,
seed,
isn't
food
it?
Come from that, it's something that stirs your soul and you can't
it
shake
is.
It.
Yeah, and it's one of the things about, you know, about life that is, it continue. I grew up, I'm a farm kid, I've been around cows all my life, and to see a calf plop out of her mother at the end of 9 months and 9 days, it still befuddles me what has happened. It's like the same with birth of a human being, I guess, but then to put a radish seed in the ground and visualize it in 2 weeks or 2 months, what's going to come out of it, and thinking it's soil combining with other things. How does this happen? And a lot of kids today, a lot of adults don't know where the food comes from. They think it comes from the store. No clue as to what happens. And so you're doing a great service there, too. People, I mean, it's really kind of sad that we've gotten this far away from our food source, isn't it? Don't you think that's kind of sad?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things, that sometimes going backwards is actually the answer. And, you know, I think if we return to our roots and people started doing more local farms and small farming efforts to support and supplement the large farms that feed the masses.
But the government is against us. The government favors, I mean, you don't have to go very far to look at these buyouts, the things that are going on in farmers with too much milk, they're dumping it. And what are they doing with that? There's now a move to take that milk and do other things with it. But why did it get to this point? Why do we have these huge farms that are producing crap and people don't know where the food, you know, I think, although this particular situation we're in now, I've seen a real sort of left-hand 90-degree turn here in people's attitude toward fresh food, local food, places like yours, places like mine. I have ice cream and that sort of thing that's locally produced, the farmer up the street that has produce. I think there's a real change coming. It's too bad it's taken this. I would see places like yours growing by leaps and bounds in the next year or two. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, make a political comment. I think you're right about the fact that one of the
roles of government should be to regulate the size of businesses so that there's healthy competition and things don't get out of skew, and probably not so much to say that we can't take food, entire casserole dishes of food from restaurants that somebody didn't show up or party didn't make it, or sometimes like me, their eyes just got too big for their stomach, and there's all this great food and it's thrown away because of small little regulations of intervening in things that where they really have no business. But to your latter point, I agree. All of the small farmers that we're talking about now are really inundated with business. People are searching for local food options and healthy food options, and we don't know where all of our beef comes from, and we don't know where all of our vegetables come from. And I think that the concern of not knowing where things come from and how it's handled, especially through pandemics like what we're experiencing now, will draw people closer to the roots of knowing the source of where their food comes from.
The reality is that we have many problems in our country brought about by our dependence on China. They are getting involved in our food supply, stealing food basically from us to take care of their own. The fact that we are now coming to this all is coming home to roost, if you'll pardon the pun. The extraordinary play that they have on food, and the way the government has favored, as you've suggested, these big businesses. George Bush, speaking of Texas, created the mess in milk because he allowed, when the Souza family, Souza, whatever their name is, at Dean Foods down there, collected $4 million for his campaign for president. 6 months later, all the rules and restrictions on common ownership of fluid milk supplies was relaxed, and this company bought all pretty much like 70-80% of the fluid supply. Now they've gone bankrupt, and now we're trying to figure out, it's just the farmers that are going out of business because there's no market for their milk because these people have screwed it up. And it's just, oh, man. All right, don't get me started on that. We got a few more minutes here. Hold on. We'll get back to you and what you're doing. Congratulations, by the way. This is very cool. I want to know more about the farm, its employees, that sort of thing, in a matter of moments here. First, though, I want you to think about your health and your well-being. Good food, that's what we're talking about here. A lot of people don't eat the good food that's being produced, although more and more people are thinking about it. But where we are with the virus and who's dying because of it is a complete connection. You can draw a straight line between the dots of people who eat bad food, get overweight, and then get sick and suffer because they get the coronavirus. They don't have an immune system that will fight the infection. So along comes Calitrin. They're here for you to help you lose that weight so you can return to your healthy roots. Health matters in this circumstance. So please consider this idea. Maybe Mother's Day is a good time for you to get your mom thinking about her health and well-being. You want her to be around. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. Calitrin is the only natural way to lose weight and keep it off. 6 month supply, you buy three and you get three free. Use the discount code DJV. Don't have to pay for shipping either. This is the only all natural way in the world to lose weight with an 86% success rate. What else do you need to know? You go to toploss.com. You order the product, get on, very easy to follow the instructions and to lose the weight and keep it off. Use discount code DJV, please, for savings at toploss.com.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases. And soon, you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Back in our final segment with Darren Babcock, who's the founder of Bonton Farms in Texas. What a great mission. What a great message. I love when I read, investing in the soil yields healthy plants, investing in the soil yields healthy people. So how many people do you have working on the farm, and how many customers do you think you serve now? Do you have any handle? I know you know how many farmers, how many people you have working on the farm, but give us a sort of a profile. Now you've got 40-some-odd acres that you're growing food in, and you got a good climate in Dallas, so you know, what does it lead to?
Well, we have between 30 and 35 employees. And we have about 40 paid interns, which interns are people that come to us with problems or situations that they're not employable yet. So they may be just released from being incarcerated, don't have a driver's license or ID, don't have a place to live, don't really have a skill set of any real work that they've done in the recent future, and they need a bridge to bridge them from that to a new life. And so those are the kind of people that I think the rest of the world's given up on, that we create opportunities for to come and join us on the farm. One of the things that we know very clearly is a farm is a place of healing. It's cathartic. Whether it's taking care of animals or, as you mentioned earlier, watching a seed sprout from freshly planted, restored soil, it's a healing process to do. And so we see not only people learning to work and build their life, but the farm itself helps restore what you know, the circumstances and things they've been through have taken away from them. And last year we had about 18,000 people come down. Food is also a connector. Mm-hmm. It brings people together, whether you're black or white or rich or poor or American or otherwise. We had people from over 40 different countries visit our farm last year, and it seems to be that people are really interested in kind of getting back to the roots and knowing where their food comes from.
I would send people to your farm for inspiration to the website, bontonfarms.org. One of the things, I just kind of was thinking back to the commercial I just did for the weight loss product, and then looking and saying, you know, a lot of people that are getting sick because of the virus are overweight. That's what you're finding in that community there. The black community has high risk for cancer and heart disease and that sort of thing. So you're not only helping them to live long, but you're teaching them why eating better is better for them, right? That's what it looks like to me. That's what I see.
Incidence of cancer, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, and childhood obesity is double than what's normal for the county we're in our neighborhood. And a lot of times, it's not even education as much as it is. I've never had the kind of food, access to the kind of food that would give me control of my health. And so we're doing a two-pronged approach. One, we're making that food available, and we are working to educate people that they have the power over to determine how they're, whether they're healthy or not by what they eat.
Well, congratulations to you. What a great story. I'm trying to do some of those things on my farm. If you go to the website for it, eastleyfarm.com, but I'm not doing it in the same way.
Call
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour now, it's time for Dr. Ken Kronos to bring us up to date with answers to some of your questions. Yep, it's questions for Dr. Ken. And let's get started with the over-the-counter pain relievers that we like to take. I threw my back out this past week because I slipped on the ice. So I took that Bayer back and whatever they call it, it's a back thing, It relieves the muscle tension because that's what it, you know, that's what they do. That's what caused the problem. The muscles get all tightened up. But now I read that some of these pain relievers could increase the risk to have ringing in your ears. Yes? And why?
Yes. There's a report, Journal of General Internal Medicine this week. You have ringing in your ears. You know, there's a big word for everything in medicine, tinnitus. They report an observation that people who regularly, not like you just once for a short period of time, but people who regularly use over-the-counter pain medicines, and here they were looking mostly at aspirin and Tylenol, and probably the Aleves and Motrins of the world would be in that grouping also, using them on a regular basis can lead to tinnitus. So if you have ringing in your ears, you may want to talk to your doctors about alternative sources. And also, in general, using these things long-term for pain, encourage your physician to get to the source of the pain. Let the physician help you figure it out and try to treat that as opposed to just treating symptoms.
All right. Next question has to do with eating well
And if you are eating well, or if you're changing, if you're dieting, you're changing your modus operandi, what does it do to your lifespan?
Well, young people, people in their 20s and 30s, study out of PLOS Medicine this week, Doug, showed that you can get an extra 10 years of life by converting to a healthy diet. And we know even in people who are elderly, 60, 70, 80, 90, you can get an extra amount of time, maybe not quite a decade if you start earlier, but it's never too late. But this is really an amazing, clear benefit of a healthy diet for young folks, an extra decade of life.
Extra decade. All right, so I'm working on that right now. Let's see. We'll add, but you don't know, you know, what the, you get to a point, okay, am I living on borrowed time? Because the changes that have occurred in what the longevity tables show us would indicate that we aren't living as long in general because of COVID, but also because of what we eat and how we live our lives. Don't exercise, you know, all that stuff. So whether you like to be here, if you're enjoying your family, having a good life, why not get as much as you can out of it and be smart? It doesn't mean you have to, you know, go off the deep end, but you got to be smart. I think that's what Ken is saying. Okay, high blood pressure. You're a cardiologist. Ken's from Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. Again, the number to contact him, 352-735-1400 for an appointment. You can discuss a lot of these things with him as he's checking you out. So high blood pressure, what does that also increase the risk for?
There's a meeting of the American Stroke Association this week, Doug. And what they report is years of uncontrolled high blood pressure just increase the risk of mental decline. We all know as we get older, our heads are not working as well as they did when we were younger. And apparently this decline just dramatically occurs quicker and faster for years of lack of good blood pressure control. So it's just another important reason why we all need to know our blood pressure and make sure it's under good control. And the technology out there to follow your blood pressure at home is getting better and better. We have in our office these wrist watches that have been calibrated that your insurers are now understanding that it leads to your benefit, less hospitalizations, less ER presentations. And the insurers are covering these things. It's wonderful to be able to do remote patient monitoring with these devices and talk to doctors about them. And insurance is there covering it where we can actually provide these devices that will follow your blood pressure, your heart rate, your pulse oximetry, all in a little wristwatch. And they're accurate.
And the other side of it is, if in fact you have low blood pressure like I do, does that automatically mean that I'm not at as much risk for mental decline?
Well, you have under good control blood pressure, and that's exactly right, that your cognitive abilities will slow down at a much slower rate and will sustain themselves. And I think that in reality, although you may not have a unanimous vote on that, I think most people would assess it that way.
Yeah, it's slowing down the slowdown, in other words. All right.
Exactly.
Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour on the DJV Health Program.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.